Today, we have another story from the best of Dayton Youth Radio. Produced in 2016 at Yellow Springs High School, it's about family and adoption.
My name is Olivia Brintlinger Khan. I am 17 and a junior at Yellow Springs High School. I was adopted from China before my first birthday, and my parents are both Caucasian. I live with my mom, dad, and younger brother Zach. My story is about adoption because I don't understand why some people hide the fact that their child is adopted, or why they think it makes a family any less real. I asked people from my school, what do you think defines a family?
Golden Bittner, I'm 14, and I think being able to express your feelings to your family members is really important to family.
My name's Kylie Smith, I'm 17. I think a family is a community of people who love and support each other.
Aman, age 18, spending a lot of time together and enjoying each other.
I also want to see how other people whose lives are affected by adoption feel.
You and I have always been very close, and honestly, I think we've been a lot closer than a lot of other siblings we know.
I spoke with my brother, Zach Brintlinger Khan. Zach and I shared a room until I was in sixth grade. What do you think about adoption?
It brought me my sister, who's pretty great most of the time. I didn't even really think about the fact that you were adopted until maybe I was maybe 10 or 11. My first memories, you're always there, telling me what to do and trying and failing to bail me out of trouble. We've always been close. It's just how it is.
Do you think being biologically related to someone matters in families?
No. I don't think that at all. I mean, our family has a history of adoption. We've got a Korean aunt. We've got you. My bond with my aunt or with you is any stronger or weaker because you're not directly related to me. I love you guys, I mean, unconditionally. I never really got into any fights, but I used to shove the other kids on the playground when they would say things like, I mean, but she's not your real sister and all that jazz. I mean, I couldn't stand it. I was very upset about that.
Why'd that make you upset?
Because it's them devaluing the relationship that I have with my sister, which is strong. And honestly, it was stronger than their relationship with their siblings. I got along better. I still get along better. We're closer. I know a couple of kids who said that whose relationships with their sister, I mean, they might not have said a word to them in the past 2 weeks.
I'm technically related if you go back to the Neanderthals and stuff.
That was a really stupid note.
Except I'm more related to Genghis Khan than you are, so beat that! Okay, thanks, Zach. Love you.
Love you too, Liv.
I sometimes forget I'm not white. I was one of two visibly not white persons at my grandmother's memorial service. I think about how it might have been hard for my grandma, who came from a German immigrant family in Illinois, to have an adopted granddaughter. But I never felt anything but love. Now I'm interviewing my parents, Angela Brintlinger and Stephen Khan.
Hi, I'm Angela.
And I'm Steve.
My first question is, do you feel like we are a real normal family?
Of course I feel like we're a real normal family. I'm not exactly sure what normal means.
I also don't really know what normal means, but this is the only kind of family we've ever had.
What do you think defines a family?
Family is the place where, when nobody else is going to take you, you can come home to.
Our family is the people that we think about first thing when we wake up in the morning and the last thing before we go to bed. It's the people I want to be with and that I worry about and that I cheer for.
Do you think the family would be different if I was a biological child?
A couple of years ago, we had the chance to go to China together, you and me and your brother Zach. And we went to the art museum in Shanghai, which was really quite wonderful. But outside the art museum, you and Zach started to really horse around. And at one point, you jumped on his back so that he would carry you down the sidewalk. And let me assure you that at that moment, you did not look Chinese. You looked American, because no Chinese kids were doing that on the street, and they were all staring at the two of you because you were doing stuff that Chinese kids don't do in public, not at the art museum.
I think we kind of look and act alike. I mean, there are things that you do that are very much like things that I do. I raised you. You're a lot like me, in bad ways and in good ways. And so you are who you are, but I think also you are who you are because of us. And we are the kind of parents we are, in part because of you.
Sometimes I wonder if my life would be completely different if my parents were of a different race, or the same race as me. I feel very lucky that I have the family that I have and that we are so close. We love each other very much. I wouldn't trade them for the world, but sometimes you can't help but wonder. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Olivia Brintlinger Khan at Yellow Springs High School.
That was a story entitled It Is Just Family, written and produced by Olivia Brintlinger Khan. To hear more stories from Dayton Youth Radio, visit WYSO.org. Special thanks to Eli Hurwitz at Yellow Springs High School. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Coordinator Basim Blunt.
This story originally aired in 2016. Dayton Youth Radio is created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.